Ocasio-Cortez defends Bowman pulling fire alarm, moment of panic. By Pam Key on October 1, 2023. Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, DNY, said Sunday on CNN's State of the Union that it was a moment of panic while defending Representative Jamal Bowman, DNY, pulling a fire alarm to possibly delay a vote on legislation designed to avoid a government shutdown. Anchor Jake Tapper said, "There was an interesting moment over the weekend when your New York colleague, Congressman Jamal Bowman, he's under investigation for this now after Capitol Police say he pulled a fire alarm in one of the House office buildings. Democrats were trying to delay a final vote on the bill. There he is, pulling the fire alarm. He says it was an accident. He thought pulling the alarm would open a door based on the fact that the doors to his right there was locked. And there was a sign that I think someone said it was confusing. I'll be honest. It doesn't really make sense to me, his explanation. Have you talked to him?" Ocasio-Cortez said, "I think if you actually do see some of the photos of the signs, I think there's something to be said about the government's about to shut down. There's a vote clock that's going down. The exits that are normally open in that building are suddenly closed." Tapper asked, "So he pulled the fire alarm?" Ocasio-Cortez said, "What I'm here to say is that House Administration and U.S. Capitol Police and Jamal Bowman are inactive. And he's fully participating in saying there was a misunderstanding. But what I do think it's important to raise is the fact that Republicans, representatives immediately moved to file motions to censure, motions to expel, before there has even been conversations that are finished to even see if there's a misunderstanding here. But what they did do, while they did that, what they did not do was commit to the same when George Santos was actually found guilty after a thorough investigation after 13 federal charges. He's indicted on everything from wire fraud to actually lying of House investigators. And they have been buddying up and giggling with him on the House floor." She added, "They are protecting someone who has lied to the American people, lied to the United States House of Representatives, lied to congressional investigators, but they're filing a motion to expel a member who, in a moment of panic, was trying to escape a vestibule? Give me a break." Follow Pam Key on Twitter at Pam Kanan.